Blog Talk Radio.
AM Arizona time. I'm looking out. It's summer. Yep. Actually hit, we're in the 80s here. We haven't had that in a while. The energy is interesting. I know that many of you have felt it. I actually did have a good night's sleep last night. We did have some storm clouds pass through, and I think the rain helped, the wind helped perhaps. I slept really good. I gave that intention. I've been waking up a lot, dreaming a lot, those kind of things. And last night it was just, I woke up this morning, it's like, I still feel a little tired. I know that is a part of the shifting and changing energy that we are around. And I feel like I have felt that this way this year, like I know I'm in the moment, but I feel like I'm maybe a foot off the ground and in another dimension. So that would be not grounded. However, I don't like to look at it that way because I feel like, I got a wonderful physical life, on the planet right now in this particular lifetime. So I don't like to say that I'm not grounded, but I don't know how else to express it. Like I said, I feel like I'm in a higher frequency, like a foot off the ground. And I feel a lot of pain, not physical pain, emotional pain for what's going on the planet. Every time I see the pictures of, abused animals, when I start to take a look at the election and the things that greed and ego has taken over, and I've got this hurt in my heart and sadness, a deep sadness. So I know I'm releasing a lot of that, and I know I have seen this before in other lifetimes. So it is, and I realize that humanity is going through great changes these days. So it is, but it is sometimes, hard to digest. I guess that's the word, hard to digest. And consequently, on a physical level, I've been eating a lot of watermelon and got some cantaloupe. I don't know, but it seems to me that it's the watermelon. Now, watermelon is really good for the kidneys. Kidneys is where you hold your fear. And um, I, I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm so afraid, or drama and trauma, you know, like, oh my God, somebody's going to attack me. But I do fear for the planet, and I can see the changes that are going on. So yesterday I had to go out and about. I actually had to leave the house and had a lot of appointments. By the time I got home, it's like, ooh, what do I want for dinner? I want some cantaloupe. So I'm sorry, watermelon. So I had cleaning out with watermelon. So I know that everything that I'm experiencing, and I know you're experiencing too, is about changing. That my spiritual, emotional, physical, mental energy is changing. And it can make you very, very tired. So it is very important for you to be okay. Be okay that everything's not perfect. Be okay. And okay is okay. Okay is okay. This too shall pass. I was telling my husband today, it's like, wow, a month ago, I was feeling great. I was high energy. I was running around. And then I got, all of a sudden, I got tired. You know, when your body's the strongest, that's when it's going to start cleansing out anyways. And then I got tired, and I got a canker sore in my mouth. And I haven't, you know, I've been relaxing at home. I've been working from home. And I get these little, I think it's a little virus that I get on my face, like little blisters that pop out of my face. And, you know, like a month ago, my face was clear. I was feeling really strong, and here I am now. So I know my body is going through tremendous changes, and I'm trying to follow what I'm craving in the way of eating. And, of course, I'm drinking my water and feeding myself well and resting when I need to rest. So I encourage you. I know many of you, though, can't do that. I have a pretty good schedule for myself. So it's a lot easier for me to rest than it is for a lot of you who are out there in the world. Do the best you can. And one really, really, really important thing, because this energy is just swirling up. We've got this tremendous energy of the elections this year, and there are lines being drawn, and people are whipping themselves into a frenzy of discontent or anger or hatred. And it's important that we follow our hearts. It's important that we stay in that heart-centered energy and bless the process that we are going through. Anybody who's listening to this radio show, whether you're live or in the archives, you have chosen, or the angels have compelled you to be here, to hear this information. So this is about loving yourself. This is about understanding that in this higher frequency, in the energy that is out there, we are going through changes, and not to be so hard on yourself. So remember my simple instructions of tapping into, you know, before you get out of bed in the morning, tap into, wow, how am I feeling? And if you're feeling sad or fearful, depressed, any of those things, and the problem that we have when we start to feel those emotions, we'll attach it to our everyday life. When I start to feel fear or sadness or anything like that, I'll think about, is there something in my life that's happening? And you know, there's not really. So it's about releasing emotion. And once you tap into it and literally say to yourself, okay, I am feeling fearful today, and then tell the angels, I am going to feel this and release it to you. And allow yourself to feel it. Don't be angry at yourself. Certainly don't attach it to whatever's going on in your physical world at this time, because then the ego pops up and the ego really wants to start to control things then. The best thing that you can do is stay in present moment, be aware of how you're feeling, bless the situation, release, release, release. And then once you get to stand in front of the mirror in the morning, just say, okay, I am the goddess. I am the God. I deserve the very best. I am open to receive all my good. And what you want to do is replace that fear emotion with love. I love myself. I am a goddess. I am a god. And allow yourself to understand that it's not, this transition that we're going through is not going to be simple and easy, and most of you know that. We're really fighting against the ego jumping up and being at the forefront, and we're really fighting against falling into the old trap, the old survival mechanisms, because most of you know those don't work anymore. So it is about acknowledging who we are, how we feel, blessing the situation, connecting to the universe. Sometimes you may want to use this a little trick too. Before I went to sleep last night, I told the angels, I said, put my husband and I in the healing temples of Atlantis. I have a memory of the healing temples in Atlantis. I worked in the healing temple in Atlantis, one of the many. And I'll visualize us in the healing temples while we sleep. And by morning, whether it's a suggestion on my brain or there is an actual healing that goes on, and since everything is energy and you call in that energy when you're ready, I pretty much believe that the universe works with us and that we spent the evening in the healing temples, which was great. And wouldn't it be great if we could, you know, take the day, you know, some people go, oh, I'll go to the spa. Well, let's go to the healing temple. It's 11:11 a.m. on Thursday morning. We are in a portal at this moment. Just release. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Bless this situation. We are a part of something amazing. We are the souls that are bringing in, letting go of the old and bringing in the new, and we are the individuals who are changing the world. There are many, many out there that are doing this. You happen to be with me at this 11:11 moment with those portals. Every soul that decides not to jump into ego, every soul that decides not to fight in an ego manner or anger back, every soul that chooses love, the wisdom of embracing love. I make these titles like, you know, a week before or whatever. It's like, oh, the wisdom of embracing love. And there's a lot of controversy out there because of the elections and the way things are happening, and a lot of anger. Our point, and I say our because who's ever listening to this, we are in a higher frequency. You are here for purpose. I do the radio show to connect with you, those of you who are out there that need the message. Our purpose is to embrace love. Our purpose is to hold the love. Our purpose is to go to work and say, wow, things here are really a mess. I'm going to be peaceful. I'm going to hold the love. I'm going to bless this situation. And wrap yourself in a pink bubble and let the negativity bounce off of you wherever you may go. If you were feeling like me and are very tired, do your best to nurture your body. I'm eating protein, like I said, and a lot of watermelon. It seems to be the only two things that, I make my smoothie every day, and I do have that recipe if anybody is interested. But I don't feel like I'm running around hungry or anything. So it just is, listen to your body. Listen to what it needs. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. Love yourself. You are transforming. I can't believe at what level we are transforming. Personally, you know, for myself, I've been at this for such a long time, and I figure whatever I'm going through, you guys are going through, and I've been really feeling the pinch of this. I felt like this about a foot above the ground at the first part of the year, and then I got really sick. You remember me talking about that. I got the flu, which, okay, I'll say it, never happens. And then I started for about a month. It's like, wow, I'm feeling strong. I'm sleeping like a baby. Holy smokes. And then it shifted again. So just when you think you get strong, just when you think you're over that hump, here comes the next wave of a higher frequency, and it all starts again. And it is the process of how it, that is how it works. So we just have to keep the faith. And if you feel compelled to do something, or if you feel like your heart is pulling you in a direction, you just ask the angels for clarity. How do I do this from here? How do I move forward? But do not allow yourself to get tangled up in the ego of all of this. I'm tickled pink to say that I did get my internet fixed, and my modem was taking a dump, and I did get service from the Frontier Corporation. The local people are amazing. It's everything is divine by design, truly, because I waited Monday, I called, and I can't really do my work without internet. I live in the middle of nowhere. I'm telling you this to share with you to make your life easier, because I think we waste way too much energy trying to force things to happen. So I made a call, as I was compelled, to the local office. And the local office, of course, always tells you to call the 800 number. And, of course, nothing ever happens at the corporate level of that 800 number, which I experienced many times. But I did get through to somebody at the local level, and that person did care and did set me up. That was Monday for a Tuesday appointment. Now, Tuesday, I really didn't have any plans other than I was going to color my hair, take a shower, you know, do that kind of stuff. I really needed to color my hair, and you're all going to laugh at that, too. Yes, I do color my hair. Because I like it. So, and I really wanted to get it done because I was heading to Phoenix this weekend. I'm leaving tomorrow. You'll get it when I tell you. And so the morning comes along, and there's no phone call or anything. The gal the day before said, no, they're just going to show up at your house. We don't know what time. It's like, dang, I could wait all day and then end up not getting done what I want to get done. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to, I made my first, you know, had my cup of coffee, made my connection, and I said, you know, I'm going to color my hair, take a shower, do what I need to do, and the universe will work around me. The universe will work around me. I want you to get this. Because this was, it was funny, okay? So I colored my hair, and that takes 30 minutes. You know, you got to sit there. I put a note on the door to the Frontier service person. I said, please do not leave. If you ring the doorbell and I don't answer, call my cell phone. I'll have it with me because I will be in the shower. And I, you know, had pulled out a black towel because, you know, that'll match if I have to get out of the shower in the middle of rinsing off my hair. And it was so cute because I washed my hair, I got done, I did what I did, you know, in the shower, got out of the shower, brushing out my wet hair, put on my sweats, and the doorbell rings. Perfect timing. And I knew that day, I said to myself, I'm going to do what I need to do, and the universe is going to work around me. This is a simple example. The universe is going to work around me. I go to the door, I laugh, because of the note, and I told the gal, I said, you know, I had a towel ready just in case you came when I was in the shower. It'd be like one of those bad porn movies, you know, you show up at the door in a towel. I was ready for it, though. She laughed, and you know, upgraded our modem. Didn't take very long at all, and once she left, you know, in the meantime, I'm doing my thing, and the universe works around me. It is, we do not have to whip ourselves into a frenzy. The more calm we stay, the more peaceful we are, the more we allow ourselves to be in the moment, the more we will be guided. Call them, you know, I got the message, call the local office again. Please, you have to understand, because I called the week before. Call the local office again and got things done. Everything fell into place, yada, yada, yada. There you go. And your life is so much easier. Your life is so much easier. And this little thing on Tuesday just made me chuckle. I just chuckled because it's like that's how the universe works. I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and the universe is going to work around me in this situation. Why do we make it complicated? When you step into a moment and bless it and love is the power that we are using here. When we step into that moment and bring in the love, that's why the title is The Wisdom of Embracing Love. We can whip ourselves into an ego frenzy. Yeah. I got a text today. It's like from my gal who handles my web pages. And I needed to update some of the prices because the Postal Service has increased its prices. And so anyway, she had set up a shopping cart for me and blah, blah, blah. We were at lunch. She wrote it on a napkin, you know, the prices that I needed to increase. She just texted me today, said, oh, my God, I forgot all about that. I didn't do it, and I really, you know, want to get that done tonight. And, you know, I'm so sorry I put you aside, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I could whip myself into a frenzy. We can do that. And there are moments when, you know, whipping myself into a frenzy of bitch can, you know, might be appropriate when I was speaking to the corporation last week. However, if you really want the universe to work with you, calm down and bless it. I sent her back and I said, you know, the energy, I'm with you. You know, the energy is weird. Send me an email and I'll check out the prices. We don't have to make things complicated. That's the point. We don't have to live our lives in a tied-up knot of stress. Now, I work from home. My life is not that stressful. So I get it. You know, you can say to me, who are you? But I tell the same stuff to my husband, and who is busier. He's in construction and busy, and he's finding that way to be in the present moment and finding that way to let go of things and allow the process to play out based on love as opposed to anger or hatred or ego. And when you do that, all the pieces fall into place and work out for your highest good. And it happens all the time. It happens all the time. How much energy do you want to put into something? So I guess I really should say, what kind of energy and how much do you want to put into something? When you can just say, okay, universe, work with me here. I'm going to do this. And it always works. That is the amazing part of it. It always works. We are more powerful than we realize. We are the captains of our own universe. And whatever the passion of your heart is, the universe is listening to you. The angels are listening to you. They're putting together the synchronicity you need. But if you whip yourself into a frenzy of energy, if you whip yourself into a frenzy of ego, needing to control everything, okay, guess what? Things will be chaotic. I don't want to do chaos. Really don't. No. Don't really want to do chaos. Today's affirmation for empowerment from John Randolph Price. I've been led to put together maybe affirmations that are a little more complicated, that go to a deeper level. Some people won't get it. A lot of you will go, oh, yeah. As with so many things that I'm led to do. But today's affirmation, John Randolph Price, Nothing is impossible. This is a loving universe where every good and perfect possibility exists. We are not taught this. We are not taught about our good and perfect world. We are taught to be afraid. We are taught to be jealous. We are taught to be competitive. We are taught that we aren't good enough, and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. That nothing could be further from the truth about who you are and the love and the energy of love that surrounds you. Nothing is impossible. This is a loving universe where every good and perfect possibility exists. That which I seek, whether health, prosperity, love, joy, peace, guidance, is already on my path. It's already there. The reason you can't see it is that it's at a different frequency than you. That which I seek, whether health, prosperity, love, joy, peace, guidance, is already on my path. Therefore, I have no unfulfilled desires, and with great gratitude, I am open to receive. What we want to look at here with this affirmation, which goes a little deeper, as I said, than your normal, I am open to receive abundance, wealth, blah, 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 blah. What we're looking at here is understanding that there is a complex universe where there is no time concept. A complex universe where every good and perfect possibility exists. It is created by your thoughts. It is gathered together by your thoughts. You are the commander of your universe. Everything that you want, if you want to be healed, perhaps you have a disease or you've been diagnosed with something, you would have to look outside the box for that, by the way. My husband discussed this. When it comes to health issues, I can't tell you don't go to your doctor, but I can tell you that I would never go to a doctor. Because that which I seek is already on my path, and it does not come. Your health does not come from chemical medication. Oh, but Linda, you have no idea. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. But that is your journey. That is a part of your journey. That which I seek, whether health, prosperity, love, joy, peace, guidance, perfect and right relations, whatever it is you're looking for, is already on your path. The possibility is already there. Every time we make a decision, if you make a decision based on ego, your path will open up with the energy of ego. And ego is guilt, or it's fear, or it's depression, or it's narcissism, or whatever. Why do these things always happen to me? Well, because you're focusing on the same stuff that happened to you before, because you're focusing on negativity, you're focusing on ego. So that puts you at a lower frequency. And that path is filled with the same stuff. Whatever you send out is what you get back. But when you embrace love, which is the universe, then you realize nothing is impossible. Then you realize that you live in a loving universe and every good and perfect possibility exists. Think about that. Everything you could possibly want is there. All you have to do is say yes. All you have to do is embrace love. Surround yourself with love. This is what I deserve. All your desires will be met. And with great gratitude, don't forget the gratitude, and I don't care what position you're in. I don't care where you are at. I don't care how much physical, emotional, financial pain you are in, those desires will be fixed and fulfilled. And with great gratitude, I am open to receive. So I would encourage you to look at, jump up a frequency and embrace this affirmation. The picture beneath it is from Abraham. And it says, the universe knows the perfect timing for all those things you want and will find through the crack of least resistance the best way to deliver it to you. Let the universe work for you. You quit climbing the mountains. You quit moaning, groaning, whining, all that stuff. Nothing ever works out for me. Sure it does. It works out exactly the way you're you're putting it out. It works out exactly the way you're focusing. When I meet people, now, I'm about 5'9". I'm going to be 62 in 5th of July, a few weeks away. I've been told I don't look it. I see, you know, the changes, but, yeah, you know, not packaged too bad because I take immaculate care of myself. The interesting part about it is when I meet people, I have had people say to me, oh, my God, you're so lucky. Look at you. You're thin. I work at that. I exercise every day. I take care of myself. I eat organic. I eat good food, blah, 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 blah. I do this because I love myself. The wisdom of embracing love for yourself. And people will say to me, oh, you're so lucky. I was standing in the grocery store and a gal came up to me and she goes, oh, my God, look at you. You look amazing. She said, you're so lucky. And I said to her, I'm not lucky. I said, I work at this. Oh, no, 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 you're just like this. She didn't even hear me because people are out there with these longings and you may be one of them. And you're not hearing that you are the commander of your universe, that you can do this for yourself also. And I get this a lot. Oh, look at you. Aren't you lucky? Yeah. My nail lady does that. Oh, you're so lucky. I said, you know, I work at this. Nobody's hearing that, though. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that they need to work at it, that they just want to go, oh, what do you know? That's ego. Whatever it is you want, you can create. And the universe will guide you on how to do that. The universe guided me. I said, hey, I want to be young. I want to be healthy. And I don't want to get old. That's it. End of story. So tell me what to do. And I've been guided the whole way. And I have enough OCD energy to follow through. What are you going to do? What is it that you want? And are you willing to move forward and do it? I send my smoothie recipe, my 6-week clean out diet, in, you know, tons and tons of information to people all the time. I don't volunteer. You have to email me in order to get that information, or you need to buy my book, Love the Mystery of Happily Ever After, because it's all in there. But I don't volunteer, oh, let me send this to you. No, if you want it, you contact me. I'll send it to you. I have no idea what the percentage is of people who actually follow through, but I will tell you this. I was at a psychic fair a year ago, I believe, or could be longer. And a person sat down in front of me. It was a man, and he was obviously tired and in pain and did not feel well. And his energy showed it. His aura showed it. And I was giving him a reading, and I said to him, I said, you have physical imbalances. And I said, and you do not have to spend a lot of money to fix this. The interesting part about it, when I said that, his eyes got so big and he said, you're kidding. I said, no. I said, this will be a simple process for you. He said, I was just at the other table, and the gal over there said she could heal me, but it would cost me a lot of money. And he stated an amount or whatever. And I said, well, I'm telling you that it won't cost you a lot of money. And I had him email me, and I gave him the smoothie recipe, and I gave him the six-week clean-out and all the other stuff that I send out. And in about not even three months, I saw him again, and his aura was so bright. He is one of the few that I heard from that said that actually took the ball and ran with it. He and his wife went on a vacation. They're on their second honeymoon, blah, 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 blah. This is the power that you have. When you love yourself, when you love yourself, you will feed yourself correctly. When you love yourself, you will quit berating yourself. You will embrace the fact that you are a unique individual. You will ask for guidance. You will get guidance. Because the minute you say yes to the universe, I choose to love myself, that moves you into a higher frequency. It's not that complicated. There are people out there that would choose to make it complicated for you because we don't think we have it within us to fix things. We think somebody else can fix it for us. That is the way of the world. He emailed me about a month after, and he said, do you know a good nutritionist? Because I read blah, 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 blah. I said, you don't need a nutritionist. You need to get used to what it is your body wants. You need to look inside your soul and say, hey, what do I want to feed my body? He had heard something about kale, blah, blah, blah. Who knows? I said, quit turning your power over to someone else. Take the ball and run with it. I say that to you today. Quit looking outside of yourself for somebody to take care of this for you. You are in charge. You are the commander of your universe, and I know that for a fact because I was not like this always. And I understand how difficult the transition can be, but I will tell you what, it is so worth it. Now, you can't control a lot outside of yourself, the job, okay? You can't control the presidency. You can't control a lot of things, but you can control yourself and your thoughts and how you feel about things. Instead of allowing the ego to run your life and tell you the reasons why you can't do this or you can't heal or you can't have happiness or you can't have enough money, quit it. Put the ego aside and say yes to the universe and say, I am with great gratitude, I am open to receive all my good. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And watch your life change. It is that magical. You are that powerful. Get it? If you get anything out of this. Love is the way to go. All right, callers. Whew. You know, I don't practice for any of this. I get a title. It's the same little blurb in the middle. Maybe many of you have noticed that because I never know what I'm going to talk about. It depends on the people that call in. It depends on what the angels want you to know today. So let's go to the caller, 708. You've been holding the longest by about a minute. And I need your name and where you're calling from. 708, you're... Oops, wait a minute. 708, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi, Linda. My name is Lucy. I'm calling you from Illinois.
Illinois. Hi there. You're a little hard to hear, honey. Can we get a little more clear?
Okay. Is that better?
There. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I just really wanted, like, a message from my angels, and you pretty much already gave it to me. But if there's anything more... if there's anything more that I need to know, especially from me.
You know what, honey? You are your priority now. You have potential. And I know you've been feeling this. There's a restlessness in your solar plexus, which is your center of self-esteem. That is the activation, this amazing activation of the energy of the goddess. And you are your priority. And you need to be in touch in the present moment. Now, you get a high five and an attagirl from the angels because you are, I think, got a little bit of a struggle trying to stay in present moment, but you're working on it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So good job. High five. That's why I like, and the angels always insist that we feed ourselves well, because that puts us in present moment. When we pay attention to our physical body, that opens up the channels for you to get a download of information. So all you got to do is say yes to the universe. You're going to find, honey, you've raised your frequency. You are on it. You have raised your frequency. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Catch yourself when the ego pops up, because oftentimes there's a struggle when we're making this transition. It's like the angel on one shoulder and the devil, which is the ego, on the other shoulder. Remember those cartoons when we were kids?
Yes.
And allow yourself to notice when the ego pops up and say, nope, not going there. Angels, give me wisdom and understanding. Because the ego is always negative. And you're catching it. You're noticing it. And you're going, God, how was I so negative before? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I am.
Me too.
That.
I got that. I remember when I first did this, it's like, geez, no wonder nothing in my life ever went the way I wanted. I was so negative. So as you're making this transition, you are clearing out this energy. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to tap into that energy that ego brings up, the fear, as I was talking about. Do what I told you to do. Acknowledge it and say, I'm releasing it to you, angels. Stand in front of the mirror and say, I am the goddess. I deserve all my good. And move forward with that and start visualizing. I know you already have. What it is you want. And certainly, my dear, because you are so strong and powerful, just don't try to control it or fix it. It'll just show up.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay. Yes.
What you are looking for is already on your path. Are you looking for love?
That's part of it.
Yes. I would encourage you, my dear. It's a really inexpensive book. It's on Kindle. I think you can even get it on Kindle for free. You can buy it from Amazon, or you can go to my website. It's a little more expensive on my website because I always send things priority out, but I'll sign it. Love the Mystery of Happily Ever After. It is all about you and how to love yourself and how to move through all of this, the history that you have had, and that the feminine goddess energy has had. I think you'll find it enlightening, encouraging, and it'll be that, you know, kick you in the butt, move you forward thing. So contemplate that. Check it out either on my website or on Amazon, and you go, girl. Okay?
Thank you so much, darling. Thank you.
You go, girl. It's going to be it really is going to come, I believe, this year for you.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Bye-bye. Thank you, dear.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Are you looking for love? Of course. The reason is we are rising in frequency, and we stayed because it is time for us to have everything we've ever wanted. That's why we stayed. That's why we're still hanging out. All righty, 412-412, you're on the air, your name and where you're calling from.
Hi.
My name is Dory, and I'm calling from Texas.
I'm sorry, say that again, dear. Oh, I lost you. I think it was 414. Call back, okay? Call back. Well, I will get to you. No problem, honey. Okay. 904. 904, you're on the air.
Hey, Linda, this is Mercedes, girl.
Hi, I knew it was you. I'm getting better at this. Got all these area codes look the same. After a while. I want you to be in present moment and focus on gratitude. Focus on gratitude. You're going to find over the next there's a lot of energy swirling around you, my dear. So focus on thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, which I know you do. And look forward to some good things coming your way, sweetie, okay?
Okay. I had a job interview yesterday, and I'm hoping that one comes through. I'll know in the next 10 days because the lady's going on vacation next week. So if she don't make a decision this week, it won't be till after she comes back.
Honey, just say, okay, angels, handle this or something better, and handle it, and let's get on with life, because you've been doing all the right things. So I feel really good about what's coming your way. So just focus not on am I going to get it or not, just focus on thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Got it?
Got it.
All right, sweetie. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'm going back to 412.
Hi. This is Dory.
I have a landline. It might have been your cell phone or God knows what.
I think it was my cell phone. It was like all of a sudden, zap, we're like, I'm like, hello? Hello?
Hello?
I felt like singing that song by Adele. Hello? It's me. No, just kidding.
All right. Say it again, honey. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Dory, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, Dory. Are you thinking of moving out of Pennsylvania?
Yes. Don't know where, but I was thinking about.
Yeah, there is a move in your future.
Now, wow, really?
I don't want you to go, oh my God, I better pack. But what I want you to do is start focusing on the joy of where you truly want to be. Your time of where you are at has finished. You are absolutely right about that. And that it is time for you now. And I don't know if you're sure where you want to go, but I want you to tell your angels, give me wisdom and understanding. Show me my joy. Let that
yes,
be
Yes, I've been
mantra.
Asking them that for a while. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Yes.
I've been asking them
this
for a while.
This is
going to
happen.
Mm-hmm.
And want to do it. Time is always a gift. The angels are telling me to tell you, get rid of what doesn't serve you anymore. So we have a couple of things happening. Old emotions, as I was talking about today,
mm-hmm.
and let go of old stuff. stuff that attaches you to the past, because that is no longer a part of you. So this is a clean out time. Clean out of the physical body, drink a lot of water, clean out of the physical world. Go through, keep what stirs your heart, let go of the rest. And the angels are saying that could be quite apprise you. And that will move the energy forward. But it needs to happen, because in that cleaning out, you're going to find forgiveness. You're going to find love. You're going to, you know, within yourself, you're going to go, oh, my God, this has been a hell of a journey that I have had. And that cleaning out is going to move you forward. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
It is not too soon to do that. And always, 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 wisdom and understanding, angels, what do I need to know before I move? What do I need to clear before I move? It is common that when we get that divine idea that we go, yeah, let's do this. But then as it becomes real, the fear really shows up. Moving to a new place, all that stuff. So you want to work with the angels to have the path paved with gold, and it will be. It will be. You are doing the right things. You are moving forward. You are a goddess. And everything that I have talked about today is to strengthen you. And don't forget my book, Love the Mystery of Happily Ever After, because that is also a part of your path.
Right, right. Do the angels see anything else as far as with the move coming to a better financial status or a better health status?
Everything.
Great.
You want.
Great.
And you need to be every single day telling the angels, what do I need to do now? What
do I need to do now?
And be in the present moment. You are on that right path. You've been guided. You're being guided.
Yes, because I've been also told by them that the time here on Earth is not what time that they're telling me in time, but it's going to be a time that they're going to show me rather than following the time that was created, you know, by man in the beginning. You understand what I mean?
No. It is so interesting because on the other side, time does not exist.
It's insignificant, really.
But
it just happens and happens.
Yeah. And
yeah.
That's why I think the book is going to be so interesting, because it guides you to how to take care of your physical body, how to make the changes that you need, why women have such a hard time, you know, doing things for themselves. And, of course, your biggest issue, learning to receive, dear, and you're getting better.
My biggest issue is what? I'm sorry.
Learning to receive.
Right. Sometimes I think you're honest. I'm being honest with you. Sometimes, not all the time, I felt like I wasn't worthy. You know what I mean?
Exactly. The book will guide you step by step. It'll inspire you, because you're gonna read it and go, oh yeah, I got this. Because you're right at that
point. The book is called Love of the book's name, please.
In order to have love and a partnership, you have to love yourself first, and that is the journey the book takes you through.
That's
and
awesome.
It's simple. It's not that complicated. That's the beauty of it. And you'll have, if you have the actual hard copy, which, you know, Kindle is nice, but if you have the actual hard copy, you can just, you know, it's kind of cool to have that. And the health issues, you can shift those around. I need you to let go of what the doctors have told you And understand that part of what you're going through is what I talked about today, the actual shifting into a higher frequency does take a toll on the physical body. And if you are feeling, you know, really sluggish, then there's a lot of good suggestions in that tiny little book.
May I share something with you? May I share something? I went to my physician this morning. He just looked at me, which he claimed that I have all over osteoarthritis and so on and so forth. He just looked at me and he says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. He says, I am so amazed of a woman that's going in her 61st year of not having the chronic complaints and crying out as other patients that I deal with. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm so proud of you. He says, so whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it. And you had said so earlier in the show, I have to let the angels take it over. I can't always be in control of the, you know, like when you mentioned about the systematic chaos that goes on, hypothetically, the government, the news. So I just stay away from it. I turn on music instead, you know? So
yes,
I got it.
Girl.
I got
you
it.
Do
I
got
really
it.
Do, but
Inflammation in the physical body, which is what that is, is based on, it can be based on old emotional pain, which you are, as I suggested, release. But it is also about that we eat, never ever go to packaged processed food ever again. And because the body is screaming, I am allergic to this and I don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's why the little book will help. It's got that 6-week clean out diet. It is just a foundation for you. I also have a copy and paste to put into, and it'll take you to Amazon to some amazing products made by small companies with the highest of quality. And the angels are telling me magnesium. Get magnesium.
I am taking that.
Excellent. Excellent.
True, not only a supplement, but true with food.
Yes. And so here you go, girl. You are changing your life. And it does not happen overnight, but you're doing all the right things. So, yeah. You're going to get what you want. But in order for you to move, you have to have the strength, the physical strength, to be able to do that. Okay?
Right.
You're doing it. Like I said, I'll be 62.
One day at a time. One day at a time.
90X every single morning. When I get done with that, you know, sometimes I'll text my husband and go, oh, my God, my body is amazing. And it is amazing. When you give your body what it needs, and there's the things I put in there, collagen, the greens, the reds, all those things to boost your
yellow
system. It's amazing.
It's awesome. It kind of makes you think that you're following God's pharmacy, right?
Exactly. That's what it was meant for. Mm-hmm. So you go, girl, and keep in touch, okay?
Well, absolutely. I'll definitely look for your book. Maybe I'll just contact you and get you to sign me one and bring it back to me.
And you can order it on my website, sweetie, and I'll put it out priority. You'll have it in a day or two.
Okay. May I have your website, please? Because I do not mean to have it on the phone.
Yeah, you can connect with it. I don't know how hard it is through Blog Talk, but let me give it to you. It's pretty simple. Linda West, one word. Mm-hmm. -- medium.com. And it's all there.
That's
more
easy.
Information than you could possibly ever want. And a blog that is kick-ass. Because I hate to write, and by the time I'm done, it's like, wow, angels, you did good today. So you may want to check that out.
They are.
All right, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
So the angels are giving you a high five and an atta girl. You're going to get everything you want. Bye-bye. All righty. Last one. I don't know where I'm going here. 904, you're still listening. 917, 917, did we
Hi.
Talk already?
No, not yet today.
Excellent. Okay, who am I speaking to?
This is Jessica. Can I ask a specific question, or are you just doing generals today?
No, no, sweetie, ask.
Okay, thank you, thank you. So I am in the process of planning an event, which I haven't done an event in quite some time. So I'm kind of working through all these in a good way. I'm working through like, you know, stepping into a bigger version of me. And I want to host it in a hotel in a meeting space because I'm now serving a high-end clientele. That's who I'm going to be, you know, inviting to this event. Now, I am used to getting event space for free in exchange for the promotion that I do. And I have been offering this deal to different hotels, and it's not working so easily like it used to, because I used to work with like lounges. So again, this is like an upgraded. So I'm just wondering as far as like, I know people have events in private suites, but I wanted to have it a bigger size, like 20 to 30 people rather than just 10 people. And I wanted
Good
to keep
job.
The cost down a little bit. So I just, again, like it's been a couple of days that I've been making phone calls and psyching myself up and doing a really good job, you know, selling myself. It's stuff that I used to do in the past, you know, promoting myself like this and pitching myself. I need someone to say yes. So
well,
what am I not seeing here?
Working on this. First of all, you've created a little niche and that things have to be this, 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 and this. So what I want you to do is throw away, you haven't done this in a while, so I want you to throw away the old way of doing things. Yes, you need to call places, but instead of calling like everybody, just get up in the morning and go, okay, angels, where do I need to go today? Who do I need to call? Give me the information and connect me with the person that's going to create this amazing workshop and thing that you're going to do. And when you do that, you literally need to let go. Now, you want to do it now. You want to get it going now. And I understand that. I have put together stuff like that. It is not easy. It's not fun for me. Obviously, I think this is fun for you. But I want you, but what you are in a higher frequency now, and that's why you're being compelled to do this. But the angels are saying, let go of the old ways of doing things. You've planted seeds. And this is how easy it shows up. Somebody, you know, you can talk to a friend and say, you know, I need to do this and this. And then all of a sudden they say, oh, contact this person. But when you're trying really, really, really hard and you're hitting a brick wall, sit back and say, okay, angels, you take care of this. Tell me where to go. And you'll get guided, or you'll be on, you know, the internet and arbitrarily see something and go, oh, I should call that person or I should call that place. It'll be presented to you, and it's going to be a very cool place. So you are guided, so you don't have to force anything. Remember that? Surround the whole thing with love.
I'm trying to take my spiritual tools and use them, because I used to be an event planner for 10 years. So I know this inside out, and I've been trying to use those tools, and I went down to different venues last week, and I thought for sure I would have had, I met with people, and exactly, I feel like I'm hitting a brick wall, and I'm in
Honey,
New Jersey.
When you hit a brick wall, back away.
Yeah, which we know that. I'm not twisting it with this. Yeah, okay.
The seeds have been planted. Let the universe now create the synchronicity, okay?
Ooh, that is quite a challenge. Yep, now is when you have to apply spirituality to things in your business.
Yeah.
I mean, I was before, but now it's a different level.
It's
okay,
a fine
cool.
balance. It really is. And it is so interesting to me. As soon as I let go, something happens. And
I so know that. I just, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You want the path to be paved with gold. And you can get up in the morning and say, okay, angels, is there something I'm supposed to do today to get this going? Because if you're not having luck on your side, you have to understand that the angels, the universe, is working behind the scenes to get you to the perfect place. And you're going to have faith and trust that.
I like what you're saying. The thing that I started doubting was I playing too small? Like, I was able to get one venue down to $500, and I was thinking, okay, am I playing too small and not trusting that I'll be able to fill this event? Am I being too much of a stickler to getting it for free like I used to?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because the universe is unlimited in regards to money. Money is not the issue. What you want is the place that's going to be divine, where people will want to come. And that's the interesting part. You know, we are, you know, before you were able to do that, this is the interesting part about money. If there's something that I really want to do or something that I really want, I travel a lot, so plane flight is always up and down. And sometimes I can get, you know, under $200 to fly to Texas. Other times, this last time, it was over $400. Do I want to wait around for a sale? Even, you know, it's like, you know what? The universe will take care of it. The $400 is going to come back to me. I'm still going to make a ton of money because money is just energy. And when you trust that the universe is unlimited, what was that in the let me read this to you. You know, it's like it's already on your path. You have no unfulfilled desire.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. I got a little emotional.
And just get that. You know, we put too much emphasis on money. Everything you put out to create this, because the universe supports you to do this, obviously because you, my dear, need to do this. It's in your heart. And if it's 500 or, you know, if you find the perfect place, then you're going to have to trust the universe that they're going to bring more people and plenty of money, and it always works. It just always works. Money is not an issue. That's what you have to let go of.
Okay. So
It is tough. You know, the accountant in us. And but I never do that anymore. It's like, oh, it's gonna. I have a promoter in Texas. I have to pay the hotel. I have to pay for plane flight. I have to pay for, you know, 25% of everything I make at the place that I'm going to be doing readings and workshops and things. And then in the end, I still end up walking away with a ton of money because it's just money. And no matter what, I gal that handles it for me, you know, like I said, she was, it's like, I just said, okay, I still want to make, she'll even say to me, how much money do you want to make this weekend? And I'll tell her, and we always hit it. Maybe.
Okay. I mean, my whole but my mind part of it says, well, if you know that it's not selling, you can always get your money back on the hotel. You can get your money back on the plane ticket. Those are refundable. Whereas when I put money down on this room, it's not refundable.
So?
I'm not in a place
ego. That is the ego that says you can't. Not let your ego make decisions for you. Now,
right.
Find the place that you love. Find the place that is perfect. And it's not just about the money. It is about feel the energy of it. Okay?
Yeah.
The universe will bring you what you need. That's the lesson now. As you step into the higher frequency to do this, You know, and we want love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. The only thing holding us back is our old belief systems. So the universe now has put in front of your face your old belief system that you need to let go of.
Yeah,
things
I'm
are not
that.
As
yeah.
they were 5, 10 years ago. They're just not. This is a new paradigm. And the reason this is in front of your face is because it is time to let that go and trust that the universe will bring you everything you need.
Hmm.
By the way,
very
when I fly
yeah.
south,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah,
when, you know, when I do all this, you know, some of it is, there's a place I've been asked to speak and do a class, and it's a $200 deposit. It's $200 deposit whether people show up or not. It's like, sure, I'll do it. You know, I'll still make the money I need to make. I'll still make the money I want because that's what the universe does. That's a knowing I have. That's what you have to work through, that it becomes a knowing that money is energy and I'll always get it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because my past of doing events, I've had very successful events, and I've also had events that did not produce as much as I wanted. So it's interesting that the universe is having me revisit that, and I have to bring this
yeah.
new mindset now and erase the whole failure things that I have going on and be like, oh, now it's different.
It is different. And that's why we have to let go. Do what you love. Follow your heart. And the money will show up. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. That was a good pep talk. Thank you.
Uh-huh, you're a sweetie. Take care. Keep in touch. And
right,
where
thanks.
Are you located?
I'm right outside New York City.
Wow. That is great. I have a friend that's moving there, and she's moved from Las Vegas, where I was doing a lot of classes. We really did well there, and she's moving to New York. That's interesting. I think.
Oh, is she looking for a roommate? I don't know how old she is.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, but she is also a promoter, and says, you know, she's told me I have plans for you. So I know that eventually I will get to New York, and I'll be announcing it, you know, whenever. You know, it could be this fall, it could be, you know, next spring, whatever. I just let go of it. I'll make what I need and want. That's the beauty of it. You go and trust. Give me wisdom and understanding, angels. Give me clarity. Show me my joy. Joyful. Okay?
Yes. Amen to that. And it was until yesterday. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And what the universe, as we move up in frequency, you are at a level of frequency. And you said, I want love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. I want more. I deserve more. And the universe said, yes. Yes, 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 you do. But you need to get over this belief system that there is a lack of money somewhere. And there's not. Do you see what I mean? And that's why they put it in front of your face. And when you master that, you move up in frequency even more. In order for you to get from where you're at to where you want to be, you got to deal with the stuff that could hold you back.
Yeah. We just want all that good stuff. And it's like, well, no, you're actually kind of going through some stuff that's sort of heavy at times because it's the things that were keeping you at that level, that lower level. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because I have,
and
like,
it is
my
put-
whole... My whole thing is like, let me chase the clock because I want to do this July 14th, right around that time. I usually give a month for promotion and this and that. It's like all that old stuff that I used to, you know, I it's It's the feeling that time is running out. I better hurry up. I want plenty of time to promote this. It's all these thoughts that makes it stressful.
And yeah, and it seems like it. We get the divine idea, and then we say, okay, I want it now, and the universe says, okay. But we're going to create these synchronicity, and you have to get rid of this belief system. So as soon as you let go of the control issues, needing it to be this, that, or the other thing, it'll all fall into place beautifully.
Yeah.
Actually.
All right. I take the challenge. Okay. We'll do that.
That a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Gotta go. It is so late, and everybody, let's see what happens. Oh, I'll be here back on Thursday. You all are wonderful. Take care, and blessings to you all.